Hello, this is DJ Sammy K, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Sammy K's Super Fun Tune Time. We do have a guest along with us today on air. Let me see if... Try again.
Hello? Yeah, now it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ramon. It's like my fourth time here, I think. Long time.
Yeah.
Long time listener, long time guest.
Yeah.
You may know me as the 100 Gex guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think you do, but that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that first song you all heard was Lavender by Bad Bad Not Good featuring K Tronada, as usual. K Tronada is actually going on tour this coming spring into summer, I think. He's coming to Boston, House of Blues, on April 30th. Unfortunately, I have three finals on May 1st, so I do not think I'll be able to attend. But perhaps I'll be going to maybe the New York show or DC show later in the summer.
I have none, so I might just attend without Sam.
Oh, you can go, yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's a huge K Tronada fan and it sucks. I had a similar thing with my favorite band, Brockhampton.
Really?
They had a final the same day when I had a... midterm, and I was just like, really? Yeah. You gotta time them up at the same time? I know what you're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll get to see the show. I mean, I'd love for that to happen.
And call in if you're feeling the same.
Yeah.
If this has ever happened to you.
Yeah, call in if you like, but I'm gonna play the next song, so yeah. Alright, next song, Butterfly Effect by Travis Scott.
Hey!
Alright.
Can I change? In the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. For this life I cannot change. In the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. Drop the top, play hide and seek. Jump inside. Jump straight to the lake. Take a sip, feel just how I be. On freeway, but no, ain't nothing free. Been laws, been lanes. Been busting bills, but still ain't nothing changed. You in the mob, soon as you rock the chain. She caught the waves, just thumbing through my brains.
Heating up, belly, I just heat up. DJ love, now that need it is a buzz. Stuff. You know how to keep me up. Icy love, icy like a hockey puck.
For this life I cannot change. Hit the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang.
Pop it, for this life I cannot change. Hit the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang.
All the ones, all the chains piled on the mantle. All the dogs low creep right behind me in the phantom. Yeah. Never go dip on the set, stay Santana. Yeah. Run it back, turn the lights on when I hit up Green Lantern. Yeah. Fly the bras, fly the dogs down to Atlanta. Yeah. In the cut, in Medusa, lay low, yeah, I might be. Yeah. Roll up, help me calm down when I'm moving high speed. Yeah. If I send one, need to text back, cause you know what I need. Oh please, oh me, oh my. We've been moving for some time. Flexing, try to exercise. For this life I cannot change. Hit the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang.
Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. go. Give me now, skin a favor. Mini motto, you change up. I'm a good dog, get us all dolly. All the leaders, you're my baby girl.
You just heard Butterfly Effect by Travis Scott from Astroworld.
What was the second song?
Second song was Cake by, don't really know how to pronounce the artist, but I think it's Eerie.
Do you know what language that was?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like, what did it sound like to you?
I was thinking either French or Japanese. I know like they're two different places of the world, but like, it just like, you know,
yeah,
you know how they say that French is a romantic language?
Yeah.
And I could feel like it was Japanese. The tune, the beat felt like it was like a Japanese, like remind me of Kiro Kiro Bono.
Kiro Kiro Bonito?
Yeah, which is like, has got some Japanese. I know it's a British band, but they use Japanese.
The lead singer, she's Japanese.
Yeah.
At least half. Oh, we've got a caller, so.
Yeah.
Let's see who this is. Hello?
Hi. Am I on air?
Yes, you are. Is this Clovis?
No, this is Bert, actually.
Oh, Bert. Oh, okay.
Where are you calling from, Bert?
Sorry?
Where are you calling from?
Newton, Massachusetts. I'm actually in your backyard right now.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I go to BU. I was recommended by my friend at BU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
So I'm just curious. I know, so I'm curious your thoughts. I've been following the news a lot lately. And so Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, so he's been in the news a lot.
I'm sorry, we lost you again.
Sorry, I was cutting out for a second, sorry.
Yeah, we lost you for a few seconds. What are you saying about Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon? A very handsome bald man?
Yeah, no, he is. I agree. So on that note, though, he's been in the news a lot for his fortune being cut in half. And I was curious, him in particular. I mean, I know you're studying finance at Tufts, and you're going to be a very successful person, I'm sure.
Actually,
finance at Tufts?
I'd just like to correct you. I'm actually studying quant econ. I do not study finance. Apologies. That's fine.
My apologies.
Well, no worries.
Similarly, a high-paying field like that. So what are your thoughts on the current divorce laws in America?
Divorce laws?
Okay.
I'm not too well versed in the current divorce laws.
Yeah, so the I've taken one philosophy class where they talked about the divorce laws, but it's like, so the divorce laws was in the 60s. It used to be like, if you got divorced, the husband could just like there was a suitcase law in some states where you could take whatever you could take in a suitcase. Yeah. And it was just like they just kick them out and leave. And like in India, they had that last year for some places. Yeah, so the divorce laws existed to create, I know this is like pretty boring, but it's like they were created to prevent domestic assault so that women can have a way out. And so in the seven...
On the finances aspect.
Yeah, so yeah, this is why the finance, they were only allowed like either like sometimes $10 or whatever they could fit in a suitcase and just leave. And like, in an ethical question, if you think about it, it's like, imagine if there's this man who just like, this is written by the philosopher and by the name of Okin. So if you want, I don't remember the name of the writing, but Google the philosopher Okin, O-K-I-N. So she said that there are these things, like, especially the divorce laws have existed because of the fact that, because of stuff like this. And there were too many instances of, like, men who used to have, like, these, I forget what she calls them. No, she calls them drudge wives. Basically, wives who get married and they just stay at home and they don't, they live at home and they can't, and they don't, because they've taken care of the family. So they have spent so many years away from being, in the working environment that they can't get back to work once they get divorced. And sometimes, like in, I don't know if about Jeff Bezos, he might really. Sometimes people like Jeff Bezos and like really successful people go after like a wife,
right,
who's just like, oh, he has money, so
right.
I think you, I get yeah.
So
I think that's where the divorce laws are in place, and I feel like it is an ethically sound thing. I know like in joint custody laws, it sometimes doesn't favor the men that much, but it's still, you have to look at the context and the history behind it. And
yeah,
and I think
that was pretty thorough. No, you've honestly, there's not much more to add. I don't have anything else. Thank you for that. That was pretty insightful. I was actually curious though. So Sam, do you plan to get a prenup?
Do I plan to get a prenup?
Like what?
You know, I'm not really thinking that far ahead in the future.
Yeah,
but
and we don't know if Sam's can I make this one?
What?
We don't know if Sam's might be marrying for money. We don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good point with today's gender role reversal. Sure.
Yeah. So stop assuming.
Yeah.
So I'm looking right now. Lauren Sanchez. That's Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, that's the girl. She's the news reporter, right?
Sure, for the office. It's LaurenSanchez. S-A-N-C-H-E-Z.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Picture. Right. No, I'm curious your thoughts on the whole situation as a whole.
I don't have any thoughts. What about you, Sam? Do you have any thoughts?
No, I'm not familiar.
She's a news reporter. Like,
we can move on.
Let's move on. Yeah, it's kind of getting a bit weird.
Okay. So a finance-focused person, at least. I'm in a case competition here at BU. And we have to basically decide on a TMT acquisition, which for those of you not in the finance industry, Sam can probably inform you, it's a tech, media, and telecom. And I was curious, Sam particularly, mm-hmm. but feel free anyone to hop in here.
Sure.
I'm also studying econ, by the way.
Okay. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I was just curious if you guys had any acquisitions in mind that you'd like to see take over the industry, or possibly like a trend you've been watching that you think, just for my case competition, could potentially be a winner here. I'll hang up and listen.
Micro insurance. Google it.
Yeah, micro insurance.
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good point.
It's not a money making scheme. It's more ethical. I think me and Sam both study the ethical side of economics.
Well, I mean, I'm not really, honestly, yeah. I'm not like a finance heavy.
Yeah,
person.
Yeah. Neither am I. I'm specializing in ec development and international trade, and I think Sam's for specializing in.
I mean, I don't really have a specialty, but I do like the environmental applications more so.
Yeah, so
economics.
So I don't think neither of us are that well versed in finance.
As economic ethicists, I feel it'd be particularly up your alley. Do you believe in reparations?
Reparations.
Are we allowed to talk about
that? I don't know. This is getting very political
please.
Discussion.
Can we? Yeah.
I think.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay.
You can talk. You can call us later and have our views on that. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fair. What's your name again, sir?
Sorry?
What's your name again?
Bert.
Bert. Okay. Bert from BU.
Bert from BU.
All right.
Yeah, just.
I'm actually curious, particularly in the disc jockeying industry.
Yeah.
Where do you see the future of the industry, and where do you see your future in 5 years? Say, are you still in the disc jockeying industry?
I'm not like I wouldn't call myself like a disc jockey. I'm only here. I just come here. I know how to use the stuff here. I know how to play music on the radio, and that's all I do. I don't really see myself as my future as a DJ, but I just like it. I have a good time here. But yeah.
So why don't you see it as a dream job of yours? What's not to like? It seems like a perfect thing.
I mean, I see it more as a hobby.
Given,
it's not really a job.
Outgoing nature, especially.
Sorry.
Given your like outgoing social buff, from the times I've listened, I've only listened since my friend recommended. So it's
okay.
A couple episodes here. But I think you're an incredible host. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called in here.
Yeah.
I don't really see why you wouldn't keep going with it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be here till my senior year at Tufts, perhaps, if I continue education here. I mean, beyond Tufts, I don't know if I'd continue. If I could find, I don't know, maybe if I could find somewhere in, like,
listen, Sam,
after college.
If I were to give you $1,000 right now, would you quit your job?
Quit my job?
Do you have a job, Sam?
I don't have a job. I'm a student.
I didn't know that. That's a surprise.
No, I don't.
No, this job.
Oh, this job. No, I wouldn't quit this job for $1,000.
How about $2,000?
Okay, we're 2,000. I don't know. Probably not.
Is there a number?
No, there's no number. I can't put a price on it. It's just a hobby I like.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm gonna write a number on my paper.
Hey, Bert. I can see you're a. I don't want to be mean, but I can see you're like really into finance. Not everything is about money. Yeah. Some people just do it for pleasure. So stop harassing him about how much money you gotta pay him to stop enjoying stuff. Like, you're not gonna give him the money, so can...
Do you have something against finance in particular?
I don't. I'm just annoyed at, like, people who try and price people's happiness. You can't price people's happiness. Like, your mom gives you joy. It's not like I'm gonna be like, how much would I pay you to not talk to your mother? It's like, no.
$1 billion.
All right, well, we're gonna move on to the next song, so thank you for calling in.
Thanks. See you later, Bert.
I understand the ethicist perspective of it.
All right.
Say about someone like Milton Friedman or an Ayn Rand.
All right, I'm gonna have to move on to the next song. I appreciate the questions. Hopefully, we can have another conversation another time.
Yeah. Okay. And you said the price on your mom's $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I make $1 billion, guess who I'm calling, Bert?
Actually, I want to rethink.
All right. All right. We're gonna. All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good one. All right. See you later. Oh wait, no. Next song, "Losing It" by Fisher. All right, we've got another caller on air right now.
Oh my God! Hello. Hello.
It's Lucas.
Lucas.
Woo!
Big fan. Big fan of Lucas.
Big fan on the show. Super excited to hear Armand and Sammy K on the radio. I've got Olivia here as well.
Oh, Olivia. Hello.
Carlos. Big squad here.
Carlos.
Super excited.
Is Carlos here?
Okay.
He is?
Yes. Over there.
Okay, for the fans who don't know Carlos, Carlos is a friend of mine and Sam's TA.
Yeah.
Yes, big fan. Oh my God, okay, very excited. Okay, I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Desert Island, 5 songs, what are you bringing?
Okay.
Desert Island.
That's a good question, that's a good question. So, let's think about this like rationally. So, in a desert island, I have to have a song that treats me when I'm sad. I have to have a song that treats me when I'm happy. I have to have a dance song.
Songs?
Yeah, songs. Right?
Songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to have a... What other song would I need?
I thought it was just 5 items.
5 songs or 5 items?
5 songs.
Songs.
Oh, yeah, songs. My bad. I'm sorry.
So I gotta have a happy song, a sad boy hour song.
Yeah, sad boy hour.
Gotta have a... absolute rage song.
Are you looking for specific songs or
no? I know I'm thinking in my head right now. I'm thinking in my head right now. So then I gotta have a. I gotta have a dance song, happy song, and then just 2 songs that bring me pure joy. So my first song would be my dance song. That'd be Tia Tamera by Rico Nasty and Georgia Cat. That's definitely up there. Then probably I'd put, I know these songs are really weird, then I'd probably put something by Kanye, but I don't know what song by Kanye. I still have not yet decided. Then I'll probably put All My Heroes Cornballs / Beta Male Strategies by JPEG Mafia, which is a pretty good song. That's my sad boy song.
Really?
Yeah, that's my sad. But I got
it's
then
a
my,
pretty sad song,
then my pump up song be Immaterial by Sophie, and then 100 get songs probably Money Machine just for the memes, you know.
So that's 3 songs of pure joy or 2?
No, that's 1 song of pure joy, 1 song of dance, and 1 song of dance, and then Kanye's song I'd probably put in which Lucas, which Kanye song should I put?
Which Kanye song should
you put? Yeah, I'm thinking Bound 2 right now, but I know... What are you thinking?
Talk? Wait, I would go with Jesus Walk.
Yeah,
that's a good song. That's a good song.
Waves,
yeah. But the thing is, I'm a person who likes Bound 2, even though like it's objectively not his best songs. I personally like it.
I think it's pretty good.
I'll go with Bound 2.
Yeah, I mean for my
Bound 2 by Kanye West.
From Yeezus, right?
Yeah, it's a love song. Not really, but it is. Okay. What about you?
I mean I'd go definitely with a Kanye song, probably Through the Wire from The College Dropout.
Okay.
Because that's my favorite album of his.
Okay.
Gotta go with Brockhampton, probably.
Oh, I should have put that. Oh, but it's fine.
Probably Tokyo by Brockhampton.
Queer. I would have put Queer also.
Oh yeah, that one for me.
They gotta have 2-1. I should have had a Brockhampton song.
Yeah, Queer by Brockhampton.
Yeah, I take out Bound 2 and put in Queer by Brockhampton.
Okay.
Reptilia, man.
Oh, Reptilia, from The Strokes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd consider that adding that to my list. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Lucas.
Actually, that was Jared.
That was Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
Who's Jared?
Jared's also he also lives in the Spanish house.
Oh yeah, hola Jared.
Hola. Oh wait. Is it okay if I share my 5?
Yes, please.
Okay. So 5. Here we go. 8 Circle by Bon Iver, best song of all time. Crew by Goldlink featuring Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah.
Good song.
Night Wood by the Fleet Foxes.
Oh, that's also a good song.
The Beatles. And Mile High by James Blake featuring Travis Scott.
I've not heard that one. I should actually.
That's a good choice. Great selection, Lucas.
Yeah. Woo! Nice. Okay. Well, thanks for answering the question.
Thank you, Lucas.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
I hope to see you soon, dude.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Oh, as they say in Spanish, adios.
Ciao, bye.
Adios.
Mi amigo.
Alright.
Yeah, I know Spanish.
Yeah. Alright, so we're gonna move on to the next song. This song is actually... this song is a Lewis the Child remix of Body Gold by Oh Wonder. So, enjoy it.
My heart would never be much faster. Before you came round, I was ready to slow down. Before you came round, I was heading for a small disaster. Ready to blow me down.
Everybody, we do have another caller, third caller of the evening.
Is this like a record or you've had more?
Actually, this is probably the most I've had, yeah.
Oh, wow, I'm a popular guest.
Yeah, all right, so Jet, from where are you from, Jet?
I'm from North Dakota.
North Dakota, okay. All right, Jet from North Dakota, all right, has some questions for
us. Like, how many people are in North Dakota right now?
I don't know.
It's so cool that there's like a listener from North Dakota.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
What's the probability of that? Like what? 1 in 3,000? 300,000?
Yeah, it's almost like it's not true, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm starting to believe. Yeah. Yeah, so what's your question, Jet, from...
Sorry, it's 21st century, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jet.
So I just wanted to know your guys' top artists of the past 3 decades.
Oh.
Top artist of the decade.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty heavy question.
Pretty past 3 decades, so like one per decade.
3 decades?
Like one per
2010, 2000, and then late 90s.
I can't go behind. I can't go further than like 2015. I seriously can't.
I mean, I'm gonna just say Kanye definitely one of the greatest.
Yeah,
of all time.
I'd say I don't know. Death Grips.
Death Grips.
Playboi Carti and Kanye, because I have to keep something from before 2015.
How do you think about Billie Eilish? I mean, she's kind of a rising star, right?
Billie Eilish.
No, she makes good music, but like, she says really stupid things, and it like, I don't know how to feel about them. Like she just said rap's just posturing, but like this, she's also posturing by calling herself the bad guy.
Yeah, true.
So it's like,
yeah, I don't know if like. I don't like Billie Eilish.
I don't know, like she's got like a couple of good songs, like I can't deny that, but she's just like I don't like, and I feel like she's also an industry plant, but I don't like, yeah, you don't know that, but she could, I feel like she is, like she's got too many family connections in music to like make it not feel like she's in a plant.
Next topic though, right?
Huh?
Like, are you naturally good or are you actually bad? I mean, because she's trying to play this whole bad guy persona, but is that really what she is at heart?
It doesn't matter. You were allowed to posture who you are, but I was annoyed at the fact that she's complaining about people posturing, but like, even though she definitely does posture, which is so hypocritical.
Yeah.
Can you even separate the art from the artist?
I mean,
I can't, but like,
I think I can.
Like, I can't listen to Chris Brown, for example.
Chris Brown, I don't even really listen to any Chris Brown.
Yeah, like, I can't, like...
I mean, for Kanye, I definitely can separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything bad.
Like, he's taken a turn, though.
Yeah, but he's, like, morally, he hasn't done anything bad. Like...
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, like, yeah, he's got views, but he hasn't done anything.
I mean, I think it depends how bad the art, like, how bad the artist...
Exactly. If it's, like, something like what Kanye has done, like, we can't talk about politics, but it's not bad. But if something like...
If it's something
like R. Kelly,
R. Kelly definitely, or
Chris Brown, Michael Jackson's debatable, but yeah, Michael Jackson.
We can just go back. Here's a little question. I mean, concerts. Like, what are you guys' favorite concerts you guys been to, if at all?
Concerts.
We just party, dance, listen to music, enjoy. What are you trying to refer to?
I think you're just asking which concerts.
I thought you were like, I misheard the question. Yeah, so I've been to a Brockhampton, Rico Nasty, yeah, I know, Rico Nasty,
Brockhampton, that's probably
yeah,
I went to
a grime festival, that was pretty fun. I've been to like some DJs at clubs, I've been to, Nav, and...
Really? Oh,
yeah,
Nav?
Yeah, he came to Mumbai.
Oh.
And 88 Glam.
Back to his roots.
Yeah, back to his roots. 88 Glam also came. Who else have I listened to? Nas came to once. That was fun.
Cool.
Pitbull was like the first concert
Mr. I ever. Worldwide.
Like, I don't want to admit
the legendary.
It. Like, I'm only going to admit it because I'm a common... Because I love the Sammy K heads. Is that what you guys call your fans?
Yeah.
Sammy K. And I'm willing to admit that I've listened to... The first concert that I ever went to was a Pitbull concert.
Well, thanks for admitting that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, it's something that kind of defines my gears about concerts. I mean, back in my day, we went to a concert, we listened to music, and we went home.
Yeah, so?
Nowadays, see these kids, you know, they're out here doing crazy stuff. I mean, what's the most inappropriate conduct you guys have seen at a concert?
Definitely.
We can't really get into that.
Yeah, we can't get into that, but, like, how old are you, Jet? Can I ask you that question? Because you sound like you're my age, but when you say kids in my day, I feel like you're, like, 80. So what's your...
that's a little presumptuous to assume my age, but we'll move on from that. What's something that just kind of is a pet peeve for you guys? You know, Brian, you're
Pet peeve. I've got a pet peeve.
Yeah.
I was talking about it earlier today. When I'm going for a run and like I'm running on a sidewalk and there's people walking abreast on the sidewalk.
Oh,
it's really annoying when I'm like trying to run around them and like like I sometimes have to like fake cough so I can get them to notice that I'm there because honestly I'm too afraid to say like on your left. But yeah, that's my
biggest
pet peeve.
You know what I used to do? I just used to run into them and it would be their problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My biggest pet peeve is probably... What would be it? It's probably like people just dressing the same. Like not having a unique individuality, and they just like wear like a white shirt, jeans, and Vans, and it's like, oh, okay, and you present yourself like that every day.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Yeah, right here.
I get so annoyed sometimes. Like one time, I was standing in line, and I saw three people dressed exactly the same. I'm like, how do you not notice this?
Yeah, true. All right. I'm gonna assume that's your last question.
Last question, just one more.
All right, make it quick.
Just personal, what about you guys? What was the first place you guys remember hearing music?
Oh, that's actually a pretty interesting question.
What a deep question.
Thank you for that.
First place, honestly, I don't even know.
I can't even remember. Like, it probably would have been like my parents singing me a lullaby.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't remember that, but like, I'm pretty sure that was the first time I probably heard music.
All right. Well,
when I was two, I do remember some music playing in the background, but I didn't like. Yeah, it's not something I've actually like experienced. You know, I didn't experience it, but I've heard it.
Back then, or no?
Like when I was two, like I have memories of listening to music. I don't even know if that's real, because 50% of all memories are fake, right? So you're just like, I don't know, and I don't think anyone will ever know unless like. You're like some guy who's really in touch with his memory, but we'll get on to that on Sam's next show.
Yeah, next show. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jet.
Thank you, Jet, for calling in.
Yeah. Always lovely to have an older listener listening to us.
Yes. All right. Thanks for calling in.
It was very pleasurable. Thank you.
All right. You do have. It's time for a PSA, so you've got a PSA, so please share that with us.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of adults drink, which is 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks a day. 74 drinks a week. 10, that's 10 a day. Some numbers you have to think about. A public service message from WFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right. Thanks for that. We are going to move on with the music. Next up, we have Say So by Doja Cat.
Ooh, Doja Cat.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy this one.
Thank you. probably why I got him quiet on the set. Like zip, like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass.
Acting like you shy.
Shut it, save it, keep it, pushing. Why you beating around the bush and knowing you want all this woman?
Never knock it till you try.
Yeah. All of them bitches hating, I have you with me. All of my niggas saying you mad committed. Really to anybody, you had them pretty. All of the body, I need ass and titties.
Just that too old. You got to keep it.
All right. You just heard Ocean Drive by Duke Dumont. So turns out we have a fourth caller.
Wow, looks like someone's popular tonight.
Yeah. Maverick, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, Tim. I'm Maverick. I don't want to go into too much depth because I know you've had a lot of callers tonight, and frankly, some of them I feel like took some of your precious time.
Thanks for understanding, Brandon.
I would like to
Maverick.
Talk about something that's been on my mind recently.
Sure.
I believe 2 weeks ago, you had three guests. I'm correct, Armand, Megan, and Michael.
That's me.
Yeah, three guests.
So I remember at that point feeling a palpable tension in the room between a certain, like, what seemed like love triangle between Armand, Megan, and Michael. This question is for Armand. Has your pursuit for Megan's affection affected your relationship with Michael?
There is a love triangle between Megan, but I'm not the one involved.
What?
Nothing. It's just so funny thinking about it. It really actually affected us so our relationship so bad. I don't think I'm talking to Michael anymore. And I think Megan and Michael ran off somewhere, and it's just me alone right now. It's Sammy K's fun time DJ time.
All right.
Thanks for the question, Maverick. You're making me cry.
All right, Maverick. Is that all you have?
Yes, that's all I have for Armand 100 Gex. Armand.
Thank you. That's what you should know me as. 100 Gex Armand.
What's your last name, sir?
Wait, don't share. We don't do it.
Yeah,
don't.
My last name's 100 Gex.
I wanted to complete the name for him, but you know what? I understand.
Yeah, my last name's 100 Gex. That's what, if you were wondering, it's 100 Gex.
I'm big into privacy as well.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for understanding,
yeah.
Maverick. All right. Thanks all for right. calling.
Stay free. God bless the United States.
All right. All right. Have a good one. All right. So, of course, this is Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Quite the call in. Very interesting discussion. So hope you all enjoyed listening to the show today. We've got one more song. Ghost Town by Kanye West. I feel like this is a great song to finish the evening with.
Yeah, and Megan, if you're out there, I just want to say, I'm sorry I hurt you.
All right. Ghost Town by Kanye West. All right. Hope you all have a great week. See ya.
They gon' have to roll me off someday to drive. take all the shine. Talking like I drank all the wine. Years ahead, but way behind. I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No half truths, just naked minds. Caught between space and time. This now is blood and mine. But maybe someday.
I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Whoa, once again I am a child. I let go of everything that I know. Yeah, of everything that I know. We're still the kids we used to be.